Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia's anti-corruption crackdown has netted dozens of princes, officials, and businessmen who potentially face trial. Traveling in Asia, President Donald Trump tweeted he has great confidence in King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, adding they know what they're doing and referring to those targeted as having milked the country for years. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said he sees more to this than just a crackdown on graft.
This purge, while the targeted people may or may not be guilty of various corrupt practices, does appear to be more political in nature. It's an effort of Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, to basically get rid of any potential rivals prior to his coming ascent to power.
Saudi Arabia also warned a missile attack from Yemen may amount to an act of war, calling it a blatant military aggression by Iran. Tehran denies arming the Houthis and blasted the Saudis for causing death and destruction in Yemen. Yemeni army spokesman Colonel Aziz Rashid said Yemen was the one who launched the Birkin 2H missile targeting the King Khalid International Airport near Riyadh. The Saudi coalition responded by cutting the air, sea, and land links to Yemen. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has dismissed a deputy who was once seen as his possible successor. Information Minister Simon Kayamoyo announced the firing of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
We strongly urge North Korea to halt its nuclear and missile provocation and to come to dialogue.
The firing could open a path to the presidency for Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, who has made her political ambitions known over the past 3 years. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in, speaking through an interpreter, said he and President Donald Trump reaffirmed their commitment to a peaceful settlement of the North Korean issue while enhancing security cooperation in face of Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat. Mr. Trump called the North Korean threat a global problem requiring a global solution. He also called for a fairer trade relationship with South Korea.
Currently, we are looking at ways of improving our economic relationship. I would like to thank President Moon for instructing his trade negotiators to work closely with us to quickly pursue a much better deal. A deal that, frankly, has been quite unsuccessful and not very good for the United States.
The president is in the midst of a five-nation, 12-day Asian trip that takes him next to China. The U.S. Air Force has acknowledged it failed to provide information required by law about the criminal history of the gunman who killed 26 people at a Texas church Sunday. That would have blocked his legal access to firearms. Former airman Devin Kelly also wounded 20 at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. Freeman Martin with the Texas Department of Public Safety said Kelly may have been motivated by a domestic dispute.
There was a domestic situation going on within this family. The suspect's mother-in-law attended this church. We know that she had received threatening texts from him. And we can't go into details about that domestic situation that is continuing to be vetted and thoroughly investigated.
Kelly is believed to have died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The UN Security Council has urged Myanmar, also known as Burma, to end its security crackdown in western Rakhine State. Sebastiano Carti is the Italian UN ambassador.
The Security Council strongly condemned the widespread violence that has taken place in Rakhine State, Myanmar, since 25 August, which has led to the mass displacement of more than 607,000 individuals, the vast majority belonging to the Rohingya community.
The council stopped short of drafting a resolution on the matter. Kenya's Supreme Court has received two petitions challenging the result of last month's repeat presidential election. The main opposition boycotted. The first election, August 8, was annulled by the court due to irregularities. Incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of both ballots. Ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont, writing on Twitter Monday, said he was released without bail by a Belgian judge, but said his thoughts are with his former colleagues imprisoned in Spain on rebellion and sedition charges. Puigdemont and four others left Spain for Belgium after Madrid imposed direct rule on the northeast region of Catalonia. In Australia, two children were killed, three injured when a car plowed into a school in Sydney Tuesday. The driver was not hurt, but has been tested as part of an investigation into the crash. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.